Okay. 40 years ago, in a country far, far away, the first test tube baby was successfully born in England. Jolly good. Since then, there have been over 8 million tuber babies born in the world, and the number of test tube babies born in China reached over 200,000, I guess, just this past year. However, there are many fertilized eggs that are frozen and just stored in hospitals with no one there to claim ownership.
Mm-hmm.
How should we deal with these frozen babies or embryos or, you know, whatever you want to call them, without owners? Liming, come on. What should we do?
This is a serious situation that we are talking about, actually. A lot of people don't pay attention, don't realize that we have a problem. But hospitals in Beijing, they're being crowded with those unclaimed embryos. According to a recent report on the Science and Technology Daily, Yu Qi, director of the Endocrinology and Reproductive Gynecology Center of Peking Union Medical College Hospital, expressed her worries about the embryos kept in the center. He or she said, even if the patient has not come back for over 10 years.
10 years.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. The embryos are still stored here in the hospital. And there's not enough space in our center to keep the liquid nitrogen containers that are storing embryos. What can we do later? And then there's a quote from Yuqi.
All right, so New Hong Lin, why aren't we throwing out these embryos? 10 years. Jesus.
Well, first of all, there are so many of these embryos in the hospital, and like the doctor has said, they are running out of places to, let's say, have some new frozen embryos in their hospital to store those embryos. So in the future, it might be a problem for future, let's say, patients or couples that wanted to have this procedure to have a baby with this help because, well, apparently hospitals run out of places to do that. And for some people might think that for the hospital to store these embryos, the patients must be paying for it because like Dr. Yu here has said that you need certain facilities, certain equipments to keep them in a way, at least you can wake them up in the future.
Cryogenically preserved.
Yes, thank you for that. But a lot of these patients are not actually paying for the storing, paying for the fee for the storage. The hospital is paying for it because, first of all, according to many doctors, people have different beliefs in where a life actually starts. Some people believe right upon the conception, life has started already. Mm-hmm. For those people, especially for doctors who really understand the procedure, they would assume that the embryo is a potential baby, and some doctors feel guilty of discard these embryos because it feels like killing a potential baby.
So that's a big reason maybe why 10-year-old frozen embryos
are still there
because This is an ethical issue. These are human beings, arguably, all right?
Yes.
Arguably. And you know, in the US, a lot of people talk about this, you know, in regards to abortion and things like that. Oh, it's not a baby if it hasn't gone to the certain stage of life. And then some people say, if the process has already started and you stopped it, then you're kind of killing the baby. You know, both arguments kind of hold water. It's just however you see it. And only, you know, everybody has a right to their own opinion on that matter. But New Hong Lin, you said that the hospitals are now footing the bill for people who have left. Keep in mind, 10 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People have left these frozen embryos in the hospitals for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how much it costs? It is 1,000 to 3,000 yuan a year.
Yes.
That is being paid for these embryos in these hospitals. And it's just crazy. I mean, I was looking at reports and they revealed that the same troubles being faced by many assisted reproduction centers in many Chinese cities, including Nanjing, Wuhan, Shenzhen, and Qingdao. Okay, data showed that in some regions in China, the number of frozen embryos had surpassed 10,000 several years ago. And nobody claimed ownership of over 60% of them. Liming, does this mean people are freezing babies just because it's fun and they don't want them?
First of all, they're not babies. And second
Sorry.
Second of them, they're not freezing them for fun.
But of course, when you're freezing these, Lai Ming, most of the time you're doing it because you'll want a baby at some point, right?
That's true.
That's why I said that.
Yes.
So why?
Well,
if you're going to just not do it later.
Well, first of all, we have to look at the infertility rate in this country. According to the results of a survey published by China Population Association in 2012, there were over 40 million Chinese patients suffering from infertility, taking up 12.5% of the total population of people who are at childbearing age. And the infertility percentage was only 3% over 20 years ago. So more and more people are having problems getting pregnant and
these
having
days.
Babies. Yeah, these days. And that's why people are looking for assisted or assistive reproduction technologies.
Okay.
And in vitro fertilization, IVF, or test tube baby technologies, as we, well, as laymen will call it,
right.
is one of the final resort that people will turn to sort of help them have babies. And for people who are not familiar with the process, the thing is, you have to the mother or the potential mother has to take certain medications to stimulate the ovulation, or sometimes to make sure that there are good many options. The medication will stimulate the ovulation of multiple eggs, and then
which
the
is not natural.
Yeah, which is not natural, and then the doctors will try and fertilize multiple eggs. But in actual fact, when you do want to proceed with the procedure, all you need is two embryos implanted in a mother's or potential mother-to-be's womb, uterus. And so in that case, you've got to have more than one surplus embryos that are not planted in someone's womb.
Lai Ming, I think you're onto something, because according to a former report by the Bank of International Settlements, I don't know why a bank did this report, but they did, the test tube baby market in China reached $617 million U.S. dollars in 2016.
Wow.
But that figure is expected to rise to 1.5 billion in 2022.
Yes.
Which is when the Olympics will happen here in Beijing.
Yes.
Just a side note there.
And okay. For the couples that have used this kind of assistant technology to get a baby or get two babies even, they will want it to store the embryos in the hospital for a little bit longer because they might want another child in the future and they didn't know yet. But for some couples, when they have their babies, and they just, you know, naturally forgot about the embryos in the hospital because they don't want to be the one that decides, I want to discard them, or there are still 8 potential babies in the hospital, I want to give them away to other parents. They don't want to make that decision.
It's
and
a
then
very
they just
decision.
Yeah, it's a difficult decision, but it's not also not the decision that they should leave to the hospital to make.
I think the situation, well, what you said is completely true, New Honglin, but I think also it's a little bit special here in China in regards to that situation. And because for people that know, you know, China's family planning policy introduced in the 1970s was kind of limiting the number of kids you could have to one, but that's been relaxed. Now it's two. So I think many couples maybe have always wanted a second kid, and so maybe have relied on this or done something like this, which has never followed through and forgot. But the thing is, there's 10-year-old frozen embryos, and there are still people wanting to freeze more embryos because of infertility issues Lai Ming had just talked about or whatnot. So the thing is, there's the crux of the issue is rooms running out, and ethically, we don't know what to do with them, right? Families seem to have abandoned them. I don't know what else you would call 10 years of not coming to get your baby or embryo, Lai Ming. I don't know what you want to call
we'll
it.
Call it
or, and, or sorry, and the fact that 10 years of the hospital paying that bill.
Yes. And
that's quite a bit of money for just one embryo. That isn't their responsibility.
Exactly. But hospitals are caught in a rock and a hard place as well. For those doctors who are willing to see the embryos
in a test tube
as embryos and, or yes, and they decide to, well, they wanted to find a way to deal with these, I'm not going to call it leftover embryos, but
they
that's
are.
A little
What's
sad.
What's with leftover? You know, we call leftover women, leftover embryos.
A little bit sad.
I'm a leftover guy, I guess. I'm
embryos.
30 now.
But the
know.
Thing is, even if for the hospitals who are willing to discard these embryos, they are scared. They're not doing it because China does not really have a regulation stating the position or the identity of an embryo, because we, even though we have a regulation saying a fetus enjoys certain kind of civil rights, but nobody is saying anything about embryos. And embryos is not a fetus yet, but embryo is not a common, let's say, stuff that you can just deal with. So many doctors are afraid and saying that if we decide to discard the embryo, which is stated very clearly on the contract that we signed with the parents and patients, we can discard it, and they have already given us the right to do so. We're not even sure if the contract is legally all right, is legally bounded. It's really hard for the hospital to do any, to make any decision.
To tell you the truth, I mean, yes, there is ethical, I believe there's ethical issues that come to play here. I mean, personally, for me, I'll just tell you guys what I think. You know, this will, these embryos have been fertilized. And in my mind, they are in a process to one day become a human being, just like you or me. But they've been frozen in hopes that maybe one day when a family's ready or so, and I don't know, they're waiting, right? Obviously, to have that kid. But then they just seem to forget. 10 years goes by, the hospital has to pay this bill, and doctors ethically don't know what to do about it. And it's just a huge mess, because when you talk about embryos and whether or not you call those human beings or not, that ethical question is different on depending on who you talk to. You know, plenty of people say, oh, an embryo is not a human being, throw it away. Yeah, whatever. You know, but to some people, they say that could be a human being, that will be a human being, you know, so it's tough. But this isn't something that's just happening here in China. So Chinese people out there realize this is not just you. This is a human condition problem happening all over. And I'll give you an example. The problem exists in other countries, according to an article on human reproduction. A flagship journal of the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology, a very disturbing finding was mentioned by most people who have direct experience with embryo cryopreservation, was that a considerable number of patients disappear or do not answer the letters sent by the clinic after they've had their embryos frozen. Let's say in a 1996 study, 11.9% did not react to the call of the fertility center to make their wishes known about whether or not they wanted the embryo or not. And the same number were no longer living at that address. So they just couldn't be reached at all. And according to a 1998 study, a survey in Texas showed that 49% did not respond and 12% of the letters returned, I guess, undelivered when the hospitals tried to reach people. So Texas, probably much like the rest of the U.S., I imagine. And then you see Europe also having similar problems. Let me ask you a question, guys, just right off the bat. Why do you guys think this is happening? All right. Because here in my mind, this costs probably money, the procedure at first, right? To freeze an embryo that is fertilized, and I'm sure when you're doing it, you're thinking, I want to have a baby, but now's not the right time, for whatever reason. But then they forget about it. Why do you think they forget about it?
I'm thinking cowardice and irresponsibility. Cowardice because maybe a lot of those parents, they are not deliberately, They're not really forgetting about the fact that they have left some embryos at the hospital, but they're just too coward to make that decision for themselves. I mean, they're thinking that perhaps the hospitals, they have a lot of experience dealing with this situation. It is their hope that perhaps the hospitals would know best how to deal with the leftover embryos. But in actual fact, that's not true.
Right.
And also irresponsibility. I mean, what kind of parents would leave a potential human being to the hands of a hospital?
I think you're right on many levels. You know, people tend to lie to themselves to make themselves feel better. They like to tell themselves, oh, it's not a human being, so I don't really care. If it doesn't have a face, then it's easy to forget about it. So it's irresponsible. I totally agree. But New Hong Lin, what about you?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say that they're irresponsible, because let's say they are responsible parents and they go back to the hospital and ask the doctors, okay, we know we have a baby right now, we're happy about our baby, but we also know there are 8 embryos frozen in your hospital. Okay, now what should we do? Are we making them babies? Are we just in the day make them... in the future, make them babies, or are we just keep frozen them in your hospital? I can pay for that, or should we discard them? Let's discuss this. So if we provide them with a chance to discuss what's the best solution, there is no best solution here. So I'm not saying I blame modern technology or medicine here, but I think maybe in the future we can have a better way to solve this issue. Maybe we can stop freezing embryo, but start freezing, let's say, sperm and eggs.
I think that, or, there are sperm banks, and I'm not sure about egg banks.
And also maybe when we wanted to make test tube babies, we only make 2 or 3 at most. We don't have so many leftover embryos.
That which part, is, I agree.
Yeah, very, very strange word to say, I feel like. And as for hospitals, I think hospitals need room for more future potential babies. And the world is a cruel place sometimes. So maybe now what we can do, if we take the ethnic problem out of the equation, what we can do is having the authority provide hospitals with a standardized contract. So one day, when it comes to the day that they have to discard the embryos, they can do it so that there are rooms for future, real future babies.
You do realize doctors have to swear an oath not to do harm to any human being.
Yes, but...
When they take on the position, the
But some, some doctors does not believe that embryo is a human being.
Oh, guys, can I... Okay, let's not get into that one, okay? But, guys, let me chime in here, all right? I tend to agree with Lai Ming on why this is happening. I think a lot of people have a honeymoon idea. You know... A lot of people are like, man, dogs are so cute. They see dogs walking down the... Okay,
dogs,
guys,
babies,
I'm not
huh?
comparing dogs to human beings, but please hear me out, because I think this makes sense. Somebody sees a cute dog walking down the street with their master, but they don't see the dog pooping all over the place at home and peeing on the guy's favorite shirts. They just see this one part of that, and they're like, I want a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a couple sees a baby and they're like, oh, sweetie, I really want a baby, but we're so selfish and we got travel plans. What can we do? Oh, well, let's just freeze an embryo, sweetie. And then whenever we want one, we just go get it. Yeah. Oh. And then they never really took it seriously. Right. I think maybe there's a percentage of those kind of people that just kind of like have it as a backup option. They never really took it seriously. They're not, like Lai Ming said, responsible. All right? I think a lot of pregnancies happen just out of accident. You know, who's ever ready for a baby? I mean, I would really ask anybody that. There's some people that say, yeah, I'm ready to have a kid. I'm like, well, that's probably this is your first kid because they're a handful. But, you know, It's a huge responsibility to take on a human life. And in which case, I don't think these people are up to that responsibility. They just like the idea of having the opportunity as time goes by and science has given them that ability. Yet, here's the thing. So these people, these parents that don't want to be parents, but think maybe one day they want to be parents, but they don't. 10 years go by and they don't want to be parents. They're taking up space for those that do need this kind of service. Lai Ming said there's a growing infertility problem here in China, as opposed to 20 years ago, it was like 3%. That's what you said, Lai Ming. Mm-hmm. Now people really need this service. Yet it's being crowded with embryos that people aren't claiming, and hospitals are paying for it, and they're running out of room. So this begs the question, what do we do? What do we do? Nuhonglin, you suggested a contract, Lai Ming. Do you have any suggestions of how we can fix this problem? Because ethically, it's like walking on eggshells.
First of all, a contract certainly will at least pass the burden from the hands of the doctors. Well, I'm looking for more precise or well-written contracts that would liberate the hospitals from having to make those decisions. Because we actually are talking about the contracts they sign, current contracts signed by parents and hospitals actually mm-hmm. allow the hospitals to discard the embryo after 6 months. So it's just the ethical problems are stopping doctors from doing that. And also I'm thinking, well, internationally, the common practice is that sometimes the parents can sign a more detailed contract allowing the doctors to sort of donate the embryo for research purposes. What's important is that the parents are being fully informed of the purpose of the research or the potential value of that research. And they have to be consent to that decision too.
Yeah, I like the contract idea. I also think donate these embryos, doctors, to people who need kids. There's a lot of people that want kids but are infertile. Yeah. Maybe this can help them, give them that option. But you know what? I would put money on these contracts. Say, hey, you want to take the responsibility of having an embryo frozen here and one day a kid? Well, sign up. There's a deposit of 50,000 yuan. And you're not going to get that back until you have the baby. Anyways, guys, it's Roundtable with myself, Ryan Price, Lai Ming, and Red Bull. I mean, Nuhonglin.